I'm called Mr. Ochen Ruby. I studied agriculture. I have diploma in agriculture, crop production and management.
And when did you start working, in which field and where?
Okay, I started working last year after leaving school. And I was working with the Natural Agricultural Advisory Services. I was working with the community.
Where?
Okay, in Abomala sub-county, Apache district.
What is new now in your practice, the practice of your training and background? What is new? What are you learning more?
Okay, as I talk now, we are running this new project, Nerika Rice Project, and I'm working as a facilitator to help to sensitize farmers on how to multiply seeds, this new rice.
Okay, here we are in what you call a garden. How do you then relate the garden, and you'll explain to me what is a garden, how do you relate the garden to the farmer? How do you link this plot here? Is it experimental? Is it seed multiplication side? And how do you relate that to the farmer's field?
Okay. Here, what we do, we use this plot as a study plot where members from the groups, they come together, especially in the morning, and then they get knowledge, and we expect them to go and then practice this one in their individual plots. After acquiring knowledge from the field here, we expect them to go and then extend this knowledge to their individual plots.
But part of the knowledge is how you recognize a variety and what is the learning based on only one variety, or you have several and you teach to recognize one and use one, or just mix up?
Okay, like for this project, we were using only one variety, and that is Nerika 4. So we are using Nerika 4, and here we were, like in a study plot like this, we investigate very many things. Like one, we investigate how to plant, if farmers plant in rows, in lines like this, and then if they broadcast. So how easy is it to do the weeding? Like if you measure like 5 meters, 5 square meters, and then you measure also these 5 square meters of this broadcasted one, then how is it to do the weeding? Okay, according to the comments by farmers, they say if you plant in rows like this, it is easy to cover the weeding than if you broadcast.
So always in line and in order.
Then the second thing we investigate is, like, there are some other, the impact of weeds on crops. So at times we decide to leave some part of the plot unweeded. And then others weeded, the rest weeded. Then we try now to analyze at the end the inputs, and the outputs.
So, and then from here, they go back to implementation into their own field. And this is where you have further extensioning work to do.
Yes. So we expect them, after acquiring knowledge from the field, they go and then they begin now practicing this thing in their individual field.
Very good. How do you help the farmer to understand those messages through farmer field schools, but do you use other channels?
Okay. For the time being, we go to them, like in the study plot, and then we just train them. But we expect, if possible, could have radio program so that this program extend to the rest of the community. Because like we are just piloting this project, like in for the case of this district, there are only two sub-counties. We have this sub-county, and then there's one at the extreme part of the district. So we expect like by next year or some 4 years to come, we expect the program to extend to like 10 sub-counties in the district, so that almost every farmers, they are able to what? To practice this.
So you assume that you have the right means or the right communication means. Can I assume that you have community radios around? How many are there in the districts?
Okay, we have like, in the district we have only one. But in the neighboring district, like Lira, we have very many, like around four or five.
Do you have any names?
Okay, in Apache here we have Radio Apache FM. Then in Lira, we have Lira FM, we have Unity FM, we have Radio Wa, that is community radio, and then we have Voice of Lango, and we have Radio North. So basically, those are the community radio, the one we have.
And they broadcast in English, but also in vernaculars or dialects?
Okay, at times they interchange the vernacular, so that, you know, most of the farmers, they have not undergone studies, and so they tend to learn more if you try to impart the knowledge using local language.
And this is the mission of a community radio indeed. Thank you very much. Your name again?
I'm called Mr. Chen Ruby.
Thank you, Ruby. Thank you. Thank you.